Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chantel. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Diane Mitten. I need to understand some of the withdrawals that you've taken from my checking account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
34293.
And your name again?
Diane Mitten, M-I-T-T-O-N.
Thank you, Ms. Mitten. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
1752 Banyan Drive, Venice, Florida.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Let me take a look here for you. Okay, yes, ma'am, Ms. Mitten, I'm still here. Just give me one more brief moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so yes, ma'am. So I do thank you so much there for holding. All right, so for one, I'm showing when I do view your account, I am showing that there was, let me see here, there was a payment of $7.95 that was paid out back on the 11th of June, possibly after a survey. Where $7.95 was processed for to win a Makita. With that, it did actually advise that there was our Factory Direct Savings Club. And if you did not wish to become a member, we did strongly request you to give us a call back within 48 to 72 hours. No call was made, and you're actually enrolled in our Factory Direct Savings Club, where you receive a $125 gift certificate to be used at our online web store, where you can pick out many different trinkets and gadgets.
Are you kidding me? I never saw that message to call back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It did have it in our
shipping and handling. So tell me, yes. Am I going to get that Makita drill?
Yes, ma'am. So I do apologize. There was nothing mentioned about $7.95 shipping and handling. It was a sweepstakes entry to win a Makita. But I can definitely get this canceled out for you and make sure there's no reoccurring charges, as well as provide you with a cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
First of all, I need to cancel this whole thing because I don't know what the hell this is about.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm attempting to provide you with a cancellation confirmation number because I have canceled the account for you. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Okay. I have another question. Is that going to cancel everything from the 611, 620, and what happened today? Because another one for $56.95 is trying to come out of my checking account. The money is not there.
And ma'am, if the money is not there and if it's trying, then it did not come out of your account today. It was declined. The last payment was on the 18th. Now, in regards to that charge that was billed on the 18th, I can assist with a 35% courtesy refund. But what I'm showing, there was an email sent out to dymitton@gmail.com with a link with that $125 online web credit.
Oh, well, I never saw that because I thought it was trash, so I trashed everything. So, yeah, we're going to cancel this account, and you're going to refund me everything that you've taken out of my checking.
Unfortunately, ma'am, if I was able to refund you everything, I'll be more than happy to. The most I can do is a 50% courtesy refund on the charge that was billed on the 18th, and that'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, that's a fucking ripoff, and you know it.
No, ma'am, that is not because it's in the terms and conditions. I'm assisting you as a customer courtesy because I'm taking that you did not read the terms and conditions that was outlined on the website that you did acknowledge.
Well, I didn't acknowledge it because I didn't see it because you guys printed it probably too goddamn small for anybody.
Yeah,
to
if you
see
was
it
able
anyway.
To put in your 16-digit card number, it was in the same font. So I do apologize if you was able to see where to put your card information in but not able to read the terms and conditions. It was in the same exact font on the website. I have no reason to give you any false information. I can give you the website where we can view it together.
You know what? That was for the $7.95 for the free Makita drill. I didn't have a problem putting my card number in there. And, of course, whatever was written before that was probably too damn small anyways. So we're going to cancel this account. You're going to do your very best to refund everything that you can.
Okay, right? Once again, as I mentioned, the most I can do is a 50% courtesy refund, but I still do have that cancellation number that I have been attempting to provide you.
Fucking rip-off. What's the cancellation number?
C as in cancel, 2606-64770.
That C as in cancel, 2606?
64770.
Okay. So that means the money that you're trying to take out of my account today is not going to go through, right?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. I did make sure that charge does not go through by canceling your account today.
Okay. And you're going to refund how much from the 618?
$28.48.
$28.48. Okay. And what about the $7.95 for shipping and handling for a product I'm not going to get, I guess?
Once again, $7.95 was not shipping and handling. $7.95 was an entry ticket to win the Makita. Kind of like
oh
a scratch
God.
Off. It wasn't not for shipping and handling.
Yeah, it's another fucking scam. All right. Thank you very much. Make sure you cancel everything. Send me an
thank
email notification, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.